In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Hey, one thing I wanted to mention, Scott Jennings' show airs at 8 p.m. here on 97.1 FM Talk. He got very self-indulgent today. He had John Mozeliak on for an entire hour on his syndicated Salem show, and we're going to air that tonight. Apparently, one little nugget that Scott has shared with me is Mo admitted to having a secret Twitter account. So I want to hear more about that for sure. We'll have Alex Rich here in the next hour. He shared an amazing story of sneaking into the Big Ten Championship, so we'll get the very latest on that. And we'll have Ethan doing Sue's News. Sue is off one more day. But right now, Sean Spicer, host of The Sean Spicer Show, available everywhere where you listen to your podcast. How are you, Sean? Good afternoon. Merry Christmas to you.
Well, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you as well. And by the way, I don't want to forget to mention this, so let's kind of start out of the gate. Did I see something on the social medias that you're starting something here in January that's called The Huddle?
Yeah, and the funny thing is, we've kind of, the industry word is a soft launch. So if you go to my YouTube channel, Sean M. Spicer, you'll see we do this thing live every morning at 8:30 a.m. Myself, Dan Turrentine, was my former co-host on the morning meeting, and Rachel Bade, who used to write Playbook at Politico, 8:30 a.m. on my YouTube channel. We talk politics, give you a breakdown of all of the day's kind of key events and analysis. And what's different, Mark, about this is that it's not, we're not looking to, like, Dan's, got strong bona fides in the left Democratic Party. He's Hillary Clinton's finance director, Jared Polis's chief of staff. Obviously, I work for President Trump in the RNC. And the idea is to break down and analyze the stories, like what matters, what doesn't, who's up, who's down. Not in a partisan way of like, I'm better than you, which is kind of like how most cable news is,
right?
But to literally say, this is important, this isn't, or this is, you know. So we did an analysis this morning of the Miami race, Miami City race, down there in Florida, and what this means politically. And so, you know, again, part of it is through our own lens, but with Rachel playing traffic cop of giving people an understanding of what the key issues are, what, you know, sometimes you'll see a story, you go, is that really worth paying attention to? And that's kind of what our job is to do.
So, I was texting last night. I had a little Christmas holiday concert to go for my daughter, and the president had sort of started speaking as I went into the building, and I got out, and he was still speaking, and he went on, and I told Fred, my producer, who you communicate with, too, I said, I think that tomorrow's show content will mainly be, breaking down this speech. There were some campaign moments. So how do you even begin to get your arms around what happened last night in Pennsylvania? Because obviously, you know, the conventional wisdom, the narrative is, oh, Trump's getting out there talking about affordability, even though he doesn't like that name, because he realizes the Republicans are in trouble. And to a certain extent, you know, there's some polling numbers that are a little alarming. But what do you make of all that? Because obviously the left's going nuts about what he said about Ilhan Omar and some of these other things.
Oh, yeah. I know, as if like this is like the, they always act like this is the first time they've seen him. Do you hear what Trump said?
No, I know.
He said Trump rally. So here's what I actually wrote a column. I have a newsletter at SeanSpicer.com, and it's free, so it's not like I'm pushing anything here. But I sort of analyzed this, like, what are our lessons learned? Here's the deal: in the 60 special elections that have happened, or elections that have happened in the last, I guess, since the beginning of the year, 35 times the incumbent party kept the seat. Like, so if it was Republican, it was Republican, Democrat, it was Democrat. But here's the kicker. of the 25 times that it switched party, in every single case, it went Democrat. I mean, it went from Republican to Democrat. So we're 0 for 25. We lost last night in Miami. We lost two races in Georgia. We lost in Virginia and in New Jersey a couple weeks ago. We lost. We didn't lose. We kept the Tennessee race. But let me just be clear. I think anytime your opponent says that they hate the largest city in the district and you don't blow them out.
Yeah, right.
That you should go, oh, yeah. I mean, I get it. Everyone went, oh, it's a win. And I'm like, yeah, I get that. Like, yes, we won by 9. But when your opponent says, I hate Nashville, I hate country music, I hate bridal showers, I hate everything about this city, and then wants to represent it, and you can't blow them out by, you know, the 22 that Marsha Blackburn won, or the governor Mike Lee, Bill Lee won by, or, I mean, my point is, this is insane. And so I think that the answer is somewhat in last night, which is the president needs to be out there more. He's done a lot of great stuff in the first 10 months in office. Republicans have done a lot of great stuff, passing the big, beautiful bill, et cetera. But if you don't sell it, then especially right. In this day and age, one of the things, you know, you just asked me about this new show that we do. We're getting huge, huge numbers in the morning, right? It streams just now. We don't officially launch until January 5th, the first Monday in the new year. But the point is that too many Republicans are like, and I get it. Don't get me wrong, because they're like, okay, in Missouri, I just go on Mark Reardon's show. And that's great. And that would have dominated 10 years ago. But now you got to go on Mark's show. You got to digitally go out and do some stuff. You got to get some influencers to talk about you. The greatest example I gave to people is Robert Cahaley. He's a fantastic pollster at the Trafalgar Group.
Oh, yeah. I know Robert.
So Robert calls me after the last poll that they did with Virginia Information before the election. We had this candidate here in Virginia for Attorney General Jay Jones that threatened to kill the former Speaker right. of the House's family. Okay. So Robert calls me and says, dude, you got to call Winsome Sears and Jason Wyaris and John Reed, the candidates. Because here's the thing. People over 50 are seeing that information because they're watching legacy media. They're listening to legacy media. They're reading legacy media. Everyone below that age is not even hearing about it. And he said, and you need to flag this for them because they need to start engaging with people who've cut the cord, with people who are also, frankly, just busy. Like, you know, when you have a special election, or in Virginia, we in New Jersey, they're off your elections. What happens is you you're doing your job. You work hard every day. You go pick up the kids. You get dinner ready. And so we forget that, like, it's not your normal election year, you know, midterm election, presidential election. And so I think the point is too many Republican candidates and consultants, for that matter, are stuck in this mindset that you just put up 1,000 points of television in the last 6 weeks and that's going to do the trick. And it's not. It's not going to cut it, Mark. These guys need to be everywhere, and not just in the last 6 weeks. They need to be doing Mark Reardon every week, every day,
yeah.
Right? And the problem is they think, oh, okay, I'll just, and you know the type, Mark. I guarantee you know who I'm talking about. There's people all throughout the country. And they figure, oh, it's 6 weeks before an election. Now I got to call Mark and pretend we're buddies and that I've talked to him.
Yeah.
And you know who these people are. I know it. And I see it all the time myself, where suddenly people want to get booked on a show. And I'm like, oh, it's interesting. You didn't care. This is the Republican mentality. We'll mail it in the last 6 weeks and hope people are paying attention. People are voting earlier. They're paying attention earlier. They need to be told all year long. Like I said, the big, beautiful bill has some massive, massive benefits to our economy, to people's bottom line, to people who no tax on tips, no tax on Social Security. But if we're not out there selling it all the time, then guess what? You're going to keep losing. This woman asking Ben down in Tennessee, like, I don't mean to harp on it, but I can't tell you a better example of someone that, like, should have just gotten crushed. And yet everyone's around shaking their head like, gosh, look how well she did. Is it her? Yeah, you know what she did? She didn't talk about, like, we thought we had the silver bullet. We didn't do anything with it. Number two is she was out there talking about affordability. So to the extent that people heard a message, it was her saying, hey, I want to help you. And so she was doing a lot of great digital stuff. What do you think Mandami did? The guy was fantastic on getting a message out. He was everywhere. He was omnipresent. And everyone went around saying there's no way that he'll people will buy into this, you know, to his.
Yeah, they did.
We found a picture.
Yeah, but
we found a picture of him hanging out with a terrorist 5 years ago. Guess what, though? No one else saw that.
Right, right. So then what I hear from you, look, we all know the history of the midterms and how the opposing party usually does well, not during 98 or 2002 or whatever. So that's part of the narrative right now. But what I'm hearing from you is that the messaging, and I hear this from listeners too. Somebody brought up a couple of weeks ago, look, America, and this isn't all younger people. Some younger people like my kids, they don't care about sports. But live sports has a big audience. Why aren't the Republicans doing messaging during that, right, and telling people what the hell they're doing? So that's a bit of a miss.
So here's the deal. In my first book, The Briefing, I wrote about this, that during the one of the things, I had all these ad buyers who would come in and see me at the RNC. And these guys who represent RSNs at the time, regional sports networks, they're the guys that run your college football, all that kind of stuff, the Big Ten, the SEC and everything. And they were like, do you realize that Romney bought nothing? No TV, no regional sports networks. And but you're hitting the nail on the head. Do you realize sports, think about this, no one, except for people, like every once in a while, you'll DVR a game and then kind of blow through the commercials. Most people, though, watch live events live. And our side needs to get that. That's what you just said is so important that, like, that's another missed opportunity for our side. And people are like, you know, we've continued to screw this up. And I'll tell you another great example. If you live in an area where there's a heavy Hispanic population, Univision is one of the most live watched networks, full stop. Okay. Not just within the Hispanic community, but
in communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Total. So if you are trying to reach Hispanics, Univision is, again, I think at the last time I looked, it was an extremely high number, meaning people aren't DVRing shows on Univision and watching later. They're watching literally
yeah,
live.
That's significant. Right. And, right. Yeah.
And so to understand where people are, how are they digesting? But I'm going to tell you the dirty secret that a lot of people are going to get pissed at. When you buy legacy television, cable or broadcast, and you have a consultant that goes out and do this, they get between 10 and 15% of the buy. So you make $1 million buy, and for literally calling and saying, I would like to buy $1 million of television, they get between $100,000 and $150,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now they call and say, I want to buy the Sean Spicer show. They get probably zero. They call and they want to buy a bunch of digital ads, probably zero. Like, there's not what they call a placement fee. In most cases, some cases they get something, but it's definitely not even close to what that is. So if you're a consultant and you're representing a candidate who raises, you know, a couple million dollars, where are you going to tell them to put your money? Not in places where they don't get anything. We have a consulting class that, especially on the broadcast side, we saw here in Virginia, who don't want to do what would be the right thing because they don't make money.
Yeah, look, I think you're right about this, and nothing against my friends who are consultants who are probably listening right now, but it's my biggest miss in life, I think, not getting in on that grift, let me tell you, because you don't have to win. You don't have to really have a winning record, right? No.
By the way, not only that, you usually do better if you lose. Why?
Yeah.
Because if you lose, then someone says, oh my God, I want to run next cycle. Well, who did so-and-so use last time? Oh, they used, you know, the Reardon Group, and they've got experience in Missouri or Virginia. And so suddenly you go use it. So, well, you know how much it's going to take for that race? At least a couple million dollars. So you immediately get to do it all over again in most cases. Now, if you win and your guy goes outside the margin of error, well, you know, he's probably not going to have a tough race. He's not going to spend as much on ads. I mean, so again, keep in mind, the system actually benefits consultants in a lot of cases for losing.
Yep, I know, and I'm glad that you emphasized that point. It's important. Well, we're getting really long in the tooth here, but I got to get your thoughts on one more thing. Because she's from here in St. Louis, and we're seeing her so much on national television, Jasmine Crockett changing the way she talks since she left here and went to this fancy private school, MICDS, Sean. What do you make of this? Because obviously she's great fodder, not unlike Cori Bush. The president's already having fun with it. She can't really think she can win the Senate and seat in Texas. She's just trying to draw more attention to herself. And there's a part of me that feels a little guilty because I think we give her the attention that she wants.
Well, look, let's just face what happened. Colin Allred, who was the Democratic nominee last time in Texas, immediately dropped out and said, I had a conversation with her. He knew he couldn't beat her. This is a guy who raised a ton of money, who ran a campaign last time in Texas, statewide, obviously huge name ID. And he basically said, she's going to beat me. Now, she will win the Democratic primary. That is a massive gift. But again, I got to emphasize this, after Jay Jones, after Apton Bend in Pennsylvania, anyone who doesn't think that this is a serious thing for our side is missing things. She is a joke, okay? But, and again, depending on who gets nominated on the Republican side, but this is where that party is, you know, post-Mondami. They are all in on this.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. And it's going to be interesting to see how it kind of all plays off. We will check out The Huddle, the soft launch underway. It's going to kick off on January 5th. Sean, so appreciated whenever you come on here. Thank you so much. Have a great Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas, Mark.
Get more at 971talk.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.